You Two and Vertigo, there it is, the Song Whisperer song. You're listening to Malloy on Triple M with Mick Malloy.
And time to introduce our next guest, who's all over. He's Sydney A-lister.
Seems to be.
Call him. I think him and his wife, Zoe, I think, are
owning the town.
Own the town. Yeah. They've made it their own. They're up there with, I'd say, Malcolm and Lucy Turnbull.
That high up.
I would suggest.
Am I kayaking buddies?
Oh, hello.
Hello, guys.
He's eavesdropping on our conversation. Have you been kayaking with the Turnbulls? It's Hamish Blake, everybody.
Yes.
How are you guys? I've kayaked in Sydney Harbour, and if they were on the water at the same time, at what point are we not kayaking together? I mean, we're all in the water together.
Are you the new Bob Hawke and Blanche Delpuget? Have you appeared together in your dressing gowns yet? That's the
not
key.
Well, I keep walking out onto the... Actually, I was going to say we don't have a balcony in our house. We do have a small balcony, but we were told by when we bought the house, don't go on that, it's not safe. So I could do a balcony wave in my dressing gown, but if I was to place my hand on the balcony, it would structurally give way.
Have you both wrestled in your tracksuit pants on the front lawn like James Packer and David Ginger?
Oh, I mean, we just got here. You've got to leave you've got to leave a bit of gas in the tank.
All right. Well, there's plenty of time to do that. You've made a massive impact there on the skyline. Before we get into what we're going to talk about today, which is Lego Masters and the culmination of this fantastic series, have a listen to the latest teaser from Channel 9.
And I did not have to take this. What makes Hamish see red? Lego Masters.
What makes Hamish see red? I've never seen you angry.
No.
I know. Are you sure I'm not on maths? What has happened? I don't even know what that's about, and I must have been there.
What has got you tipping furniture over and storming out of rooms and punching on with producers? You've gone bonkers,
I don't know. Did I say I don't have... Oh, do you know what?
You do?
Because I think I don't have to take this, do I?
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away, but I... I think that must be tonight's episode.
Yes.
You know, in a great thing in reality TV shows where they rip off the mic? So on the show, I go, look, we haven't had enough drama on tonight's episode. I mean, the promo department have not got the sarcasm here, but on the show, I go, look, we haven't had enough drama. And so I just, from memory, went and picked a fight with someone. I've manufactured a moment for the promo and it's worked.
Well,
and then they say something, and then I said, I don't have to take this. And I've ripped my mic off and stormed out, much to the bewilderment of the. Can I just point out, though?
Yes, please.
Because they're building Lego for 10, 15 hours a day, and I'm essentially just amusing myself in there while they're doing this. Yeah. I know I have a very, very hard job. I'm the only one in the room that can read the big clock on the wall and yell at the time. So I know I've got a specialist job and I can never be replaced.
Yeah.
But I come home and Zoe goes, what'd you do today? I go, you know, I might say, for example, I got bored, so I decided to manufacture a bit of drama by ripping off my mic.
Zoe goes
to me during the filming one night, and I think this is pretty apt. Yeah. She goes, you really are Australia's most annoying host.
Well, she's in the minority there. Can I ask you this? So 12-hour build. What are you doing? I like to think you're on set for the entire 12 hours, wandering around, admiring the progress being made. Tell me that's true.
I am. There's never an episode I don't get into. But I also, so the way this setup is some of those walls that like one of which slides open into the brick pit, there's another wall that has a door in it. Like, I'm always in the back of shot too. Like, I'm always getting complaints from the editing department going, well, right in the middle. We're right in the middle of, like, you know, Jess and Anthony having a special moment together or whatever, and there's just me walking up to the door in the background, just whacking it with my ass to open it up and walking out through the wall.
Oh,
so I do render a lot of footage on the show useless, which is my bad, and that's me coming and going. But I'm always next to a monitor.
Sure.
I can always see what's going on.
Right, yeah.
But I do go out the back and eat a lot of lollies and stuff.
It's been a good series, and they're fairly handy at Lego. Mickey sees red. What about a kid in America has built a ventilator from Lego?
Really?
For COVID?
Have you not heard about this?
Am I
breaking this to you?
You are. Like a working ventilator.
A working ventilator that can save lives.
Wow.
Jeez.
So tell everyone that tonight on set before they build their little before they build their little snow globes.
Mm. Yeah, the finale would just be who can save the most lives. Gee, good on him.
We'll bring in a suffering patient.
Hey, that's
and
a
say,
cracker.
In an hour and a half, this man could be dead.
Right. Now, I don't want to have a go at my overlords, my Danish overlords, who I do love and love working with the Lego Corporation of Denmark.
Yeah.
But we know it's not the cheapest material to build with.
Sure.
Is there a chance that the Lego ventilator is more expensive than the actual medical equipment one?
You don't want to get to the end of your ventilator and find one piece. Oh, damn it!
This one.
They always chuck a nice one in. They always chuck one in for free.
Hey, while we're talking construction, I need to once again, you've gone bonkers for your boy and his birthday.
Oh,
and you've built, what have you built? It's the, what cake it is
was,
this?
So this was last weekend, and it was a pretty specific birthday cake. I have a thing in our family where, you know, whatever the kids ask for, I'll try and make them as their birthday cake. And it's somehow it's evolved over the years. It has to, like, do something. The cake has to have a verb in it. So the cake was in Pokemon. I'm not that familiar with Pokemon, but my little boy is. I am now because he's into it. But has a Pikachu. That's the yellow Pokemon.
Yeah.
Coming out of a Pokeball. A Pokeball is the thing that they catch the Pokemons in.
Yep.
So I had to build kind of a soccer-sized ball that opened up and had a little Pikachu in there. And then I, just for extra razzle-dazzle, got a kind of like a commercial smoke machine that I was able to pipe into the back.
Once again, that's making us all look bad, Hamish.
Non-toxic
Blake.
Smoke.
You need to calm the farm. Was that a 12-hour build?
That was pretty long.
Did someone come in at the end and go, 2 minutes, Hamish?
I turned all my lights to red. They made all the kitchen lights flash red. But do you know what? This is where I'm a bad dad. Mm. I got so excited at the idea of building this cake that had smoke coming out of the ball that it was only on the morning of the party, just as we were leaving to go, because we went to an arcade game place. And I just ran back, fished the instruction manual out of the bin because I don't know, turn it on 5 minutes, heat it up, press a button, and just double check that it's non-toxic.
Last minute.
I am putting it through the cake. And
good
it was
for you.
Totally fine, totally healthy.
Hold that thought. Yeah. Tonight, Lego Masters.
7:30.
We get into the pointy end. Yep. And then Sunday, Monday for the big finale. Hang about.
I've got something I want to run something past you.
Okay. All right.
Sold.
All right. I reckon. Done. I did something last week that if you haven't done it, I reckon you'd be interested.
Okay, stand by.
Yeah, bye.
Lego Masters air 7:30 tonight, then 7 p.m. Sunday, 7:30 Monday for the grand finale. Hamish Blake with
the
us
ringmaster,
right now.
Here he is. Barnum, like the greatest showman. Yeah. He's the puppeteer. He's the guy everything revolves around. He's like the hub around which the wheel revolves.
Right.
It's spot on. Just while we're going full promo mode here on the superfluousness, easily the most critical guy on set. The only one that can't do Lego.
That would be a good challenge one day, see you
We've talked about that. Like maybe 1 year, one of the bricks, instead of the Brick of Doom, which we had this year, which puts a curse on people, one of the penalty bricks is I have to build for the team for an hour. Like a giant handicap brick.
Then you come back in and they see what you've
with
done.
With them just screaming at me, don't touch it. We'd rather just sit still for an hour than you attempt to help with anything.
I love it. Hey, Hamish, before you joined us, the topic du jour was what's the best thing to come out of Sweden? Because I don't know if you're a fan or not, but ABBA have threatened to release new music after all this time.
Threatened?
I think since the 1970s, nothing. Nada. Yeah. And now they're saying, you know what? We've got something in us. We put to our audience, what's the greatest thing to come out of Sweden?
Listening. The list is phenomenal, albeit sometimes Finnish or Swiss. The list is phenomenal.
These ones we can agree on. Vikings, absolutely.
Yeah.
Backpackers, Meatballs, Stockholm Syndrome, Bjorn Borg, Husqvarna. And I tried to throw in tulips, but I'm getting a lot of this Dutch.
Netherlands.
Have you got anything that you would like to say?
I've been to Sweden.
Have you? How'd you go?
Me and Andrew went on Eurogap year. Yep. We did a bit of Sweden. We did a few things in Sweden. We did rabbit jumping, which was a sport in Sweden. Wow. I mean, if they didn't invent it, they're certainly at the forefront of it now. I mean, and it's like a tiny dressage for rabbits.
Oh, I like it. Do they have these dancing bunnies that go up and down on the spot?
Well, I guess more like a jump. What's the one at the Olympics where they have to jump over the bars and stuff? But of course, a lot smaller and like less chance of an injury for the rabbit. And you also obviously don't have a jockey. That is a high chance of an injury for the rabbit. No matter how light the jockey is, it's still a 50-kilo bloke on a rabbit.
So that's their greatest contribution?
I like... there's another one that we did over there, which will always be with me. It's not the greatest thing to come out. The memory for me was the greatest thing to come out of Sweden. There's a pickled or fermented fish called sustromen. Mm. And Andy had to eat this.
I remember this.
And it was...
You're an evil man.
We thought they were joking because they're like, look, we'll serve it. We can sell it to you. This restaurant said it's a traditional... It's like, you know, old people in Sweden eat this because it's traditional food. Mm. Not a lot of youngsters eat it. It's not, there's no McSustromen, but they're like, it stinks so much that they went, we'll sell it to you, but you cannot open it in the restaurant. It comes in a can because it ferments in the can.
Oh, right.
And they're like, wear gloves. Like, we're not mucking around. This is like a skunk spraying you. So we took it to the park over the road.
Yes.
And I wore gloves. We opened up the can and it comes out like at high pressure because it's been fermenting in there for like years. And as soon as we opened the can, such was the power of the stench, when we replayed the footage, there's a bloke like 20 metres behind us who instantly like turns around and scratches up his nose. He can detect the can being opened. I mean, it's violently disgusting.
I would like a fillet of fish, please, and that style.
I can organise one, but it's wild.
Please don't. Now, what else has been going on in your life?
Here's something that... Well, let's get real personal for a second.
Sure, all right.
Quick question amongst the fellas here.
Yeah.
Who here has had a vasectomy?
I'm going to say no, but there's been a fair bit of chat. I've got the brochure. Put it this way.
It's something you'd remember. Let me put it that way. I'm going to say no. It sounded like you weren't sure. Look, we had a big night out. We were at a surgery. I went with a mate of mine. We were like, okay, we're both done. We both had a bunch of kids. And we were like, we're talking about it. But I know what you mean. You get the brochure and it's never... I had one last week. So it's never a thing you wake up and you go, I feel like doing it today. It's like getting a wisdom tooth, right? Yeah. You're like, there's benefits to it. You should do it if you've decided
that's...
This
is hilarious.
So I went with a mate of mine, Hado, who you know.
I know Hado.
So we went.
You should have got him done too, by the way.
I did. We went together. We were booked in together. It took us a while to find places that would give us a back-to-back booking. Not the same room. Not like a couple's spa.
Like a couple's massage. Yeah.
So we went back-to-back. It only takes 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But we wanted to make a day of it. We wanted to go like do it and then have a big lunch out. Snip and sip is what we patented.
You could have a wine and you take the wine out of the ice bucket and then put your testicles in it. And you go, there it is.
Turns out, so the guy's like, are you sure you want to do this? Like, we do recommend like you get picked up and taken over. Like, we're doing it, man. We're good. We're good to go. Like, we're making it. We're celebrating, you know, the end of an era, the end of fertility. And so we went, for people thinking about it though, I just wanted to give you my thoughts on snip and sip as a move.
Yeah.
Because you can just do that where you get the local anesthetic. You can get put fully under.
Oh, right.
What
was your...
I said, no, just the quick one, please, because we've got lunch. We've got a lunch booking. We've got a lunch booking in 40 minutes. It's 20 minutes walk in, limp out. And we did it, but I'll be honest with you, most of the lunch, it's an awkward sit. Yeah. It's an awkward sit at lunch. As the anesthetic wears off, the mood, you get a little uncomfortable. You're like, shifting around a little.
Do you have one of those little ring balloons that you sit on?
You don't. But for
waiter, check, please.
And the special today is roast plums. Not interested. Not too soon.
You know when you should have done it, don't you? Lego Masters. Like half
During the show.
Into Lego Masters.
I mean, if someone can build a ventilator, can you build a vasectomy machine?
Well, that is a fantastic... Yeah, you never cease to surprise me. How you turn that into a social occasion?
I recommend it, Mickey. Are you thinking of doing it?
I've read all the literature.
Yep.
And I have contemplated the possibility. Because let's be honest, there's a lot of children out there I don't acknowledge in a court of law. And sometimes you just feel...
Let's not clog up the legal system any further. Let's unclog the pipes and the legal system.
Enough is enough. Hey, thanks for your time today and sharing that.
Yeah,
bouncing back.
I can't believe you guys did it without me. I would have put my hand up for that. The three of us could have been, skipping down the road like...
You should do it like you go on those shopping tours. Just everyone on a minibus.
Mate, well done.
Oh, I did get to go first, though, and come out and go, he said he's in a bit of a hurry, mate, so good luck. Doctor said he's going to rush yours.
it's like those guys, you know the first guy to jump in the water and he's sitting there and he's got the poker face on. What's it like? Yeah, no, good, it's mate. Good.
That's totally fine.
No good. You'll love it. Lego Masters tonight.
Yes, 7:30 tonight. Check that. Then Sunday, 7 p.m. and the finale on Monday at 7:30 as well.
Well done, Hamish Blake.
Superstar. Great well done, stuff. Home.
Get at it.
Lego Masters, don't miss that. This is Malloy on Triple M.